This is a podcast from the BBC.
It's Friday, Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Chris is off, but Maya is with me. When is the ideal time to send an Instagram post? Our listener Kirsty has all the facts, all the figures, and all the science. More people who are local town famous. We now ring a bell for ill people. They should let you know that they're sick so you don't get ill as well. And it's the Maya Jama Rumour Mill. We discuss some of Maya's best rumours. Afternoon, you right, love?
I'm all right, how you doing?
Yeah, good, glad it's Friday.
Friday feels...
Tyler has been on, furiously fitting flooring in Bristol, saying, in a mad twist of fate, is Chris off today with a bout of hay fever? This went off earlier in the week.
I saw.
Right, so if people have got hay fever and they suffer quite badly with it, don't go on the radio and go, I don't think it's a thing, which he did earlier in the week, and there was a slight backlash.
So, yeah.
I mean, if he's suddenly got hay fever today, because it can come on at any
karma.
Point.
Karma.
That is absolute karma. I actually don't know why he's not here today, so it could be.
Oof.
Right now, he could have like two bits of tissue stuck up his nose,
Yep. Streaming
eyes.
Oh, God.
Right. Let's hope not, because that would be terrible.
Also,
in other health news, the producer of the show, who's been sick for the last couple of days and therefore not here, has brought a large bell with him, which we are requiring him to ring and exclaim unclean. Because, you know, Mark, he's sat next to you right now.
Yeah, I know.
He is an absolute clean freak obsessive. Like, when we first come into the studio, he will wipe everything down with antibacterial wipes. His house is literally like a show home. It's spotless.
Yeah. He actually said to me once that his highlight of the weekend has been able to clean the whole house.
Yeah, he loves it.
He loves it.
He also hates dirt, for instance. You see this keyboard in front of me. Obviously, because a lot of hands, a lot of fingers use this. There is some debris, isn't there, that you'll find in the corners of the keys.
Yeah, dusty.
His least favourite thing, and it will actually make him gag, is if I was to turn this little thing upside down, this keyboard, because like nails and that would fall out, like people's nails.
Ugh.
Oh no, he's gagging now.
No one wants a fingernail.
Should I do it?
No, go on.
Oh no, here we go.
He can't
bear it. Okay. Anyway, he's not very well anyway, so but we have got the bell here. So go on.
Unclean,
that's what you are. I think more people at work should do this. Because you deserve to know if they're sick, so you can keep away from them, because you don't want to be ill yourself. And you're sat right next to him, so bring it again.
Unclean.
It's definitely something that needs to happen, because otherwise you just get infected.
Right, so, and sometimes you can't tell that people are ill necessarily, but you're getting all their germs. I think this is a decent idea for people at work. If you are ill today and you want us to ring the bell for you to let your colleagues know, we can easily give you a...
Unclean!
81199.
Scott Mills.
Seen Post Malone's face today?
No.
Right. Just have a look at Post Malone face. Just type that in.
Google it?
Yeah, have a look.
Okay.
Post Malone face.
All right.
And let me know what your reaction is.
Face tattoo?
Yeah.
Okay. What's this one here? What is that? It's a bit blurry. It's pixelated at the second.
Right, sure.
So I can just wait for it to load. Whoa.
Yeah, I know.
Whoa.
Right.
Always tired.
That's always going to be there.
Oh, always. What if he's well rested? He's going to have that. It's not good. Honey.
Right. I know. If you are ill at work at the moment, it's almost like a public service to your workmates. You know, they don't want to get ill. So if you want us to ring the unclean bell for you, like we've got for producer Mark today, who's not well.
Unclean.
Yeah, and then we'll do that for you. Text 81199. We might call you back. Also later, find out the exact time to post on Instagram for the maximum results. More local town famouses, people that are only famous in their town or city. And after three, we'll address some of the Maya Jama rumours, of which there are loads.
Dun, dun, dun!
We've got a rumour wheel.
Scott Mills.
Hello, Chloe.
Hi, Scott.
You're not well?
No.
Okay. Who do you want to let know that you're not well so they don't catch it?
I want to let all my retailers know in Wales today who I'm travelling around to see for a carpet manufacturer that I am going to be coming in with the Lurgy.
Right, do you just feel rubbish, do you?
Pardon?
Do you feel rubbish?
I feel rubbish. I stayed in an air-conned room and I know I shouldn't have done it. Always
air-con flu. Okay, I'm going to ring the bell. Okay, here we go.
I'm unclean.
Unclean. You're unclean, that's what you are.
Yeah, I know.
Do it again.
I'm in clean.
Scott Mills.
So yesterday, you might have missed this, Maya. Our listener Mia was on. Now, she's got a boyfriend who's quite famous in his local area, which is
right.
Cheltenham, because he was on Celebs Go Dating. So now Mia feels that she is dating someone quite high profile. But in the area, he is quite high profile.
Ah.
And she was also talking about, now that they're a celebrity couple, kind of, the best results you can get on social media and when to put pictures of you as a couple on.
You've got like a peak Instagram time where people are like most on their phone, like everyone's finished work for the day. And when you post it at a good time, like the response rate you get from it is sort of better than if you posted it, I don't know, like 4 o'clock in the morning, then no one's going to see it then. But if you post it at like 7 or 8 o'clock, it sounds really silly. I don't do it, but a lot of my friends do.
Okay, now what's happened here is Maya's been distracted because she... and this is,
I've got hiccups.
You've got hiccups, and that's not happened to me on the radio for years, and it's quite stressful.
What is a hiccup?
It's just... Actually, good question. Oh, no.
I can hold them back. I hate that. I don't think it's happened to me before.
No.
It's a good thing I'm not my own.
You know...
I'm going to hold my breath and sit upside down.
Yeah. Or should I scare you? That doesn't work, does it?
I don't know. I haven't tried being scared before.
If I'm telling you that I'm going to scare you, that's not...
Someone needs to run off on me.
You're fine. No.
It's gone. I think it's gone now because I'm conscious.
Kirsty, you've got a full strategy behind your Insta game, haven't you?
Well, yeah. I mean, you could say that. There is a science behind it.
Right. Why are you so interested in it?
So basically, it's all about the reach. Like, you just have to get the reach, and the timing is so essential to get the most likes on your picture.
Okay. Do you do this for a job, or is it just you're trying to make yourself a thing?
No, just a hobby.
Okay.
Wow.
So talk me through it.
Okay, so obviously, like, I have a group chat, me and the girls, and we're all very keen on when we want to get the most likes. So we're all avid peak timers. So Maya, you had said that it was 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
And 9 o'clock was, we usually go for earlier, usually from like 6 p.m. onwards, because that's when people are like finished work, they're probably on their commute or already at home, chilling out, scrolling through their phone, and that's when you should be putting the pictures out, because you'll hit the likes. But then different days equate to different times. So that probably early evening, like, it's probably Monday to Thursday. But then Sunday morning is an also ideal time to be uploading your pictures, because everyone's been out the night before. They're all lying in their bed, hungover, chilling, looking through their Instagram, peak time.
I see what you've done there. You've thought about the scenarios of people's lives. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It feels like you've had meetings with the girls about this.
Yes, uh-huh. Like, we all make sure, like, we prep everyone before we're going to upload a pic. Like, guys, Instagram's going live, like, be prepared, go like it, like, like my pic.
Mm-hmm.
You tell everyone before you're about to put something on so that they're all ready to like it.
Yes, uh-huh.
Every post?
Yeah, more than likely. Sometimes they'll be spontaneous and not.
But what about if they don't actually like it? Do you just say, just like it anyway?
Yeah,
huh? Oh, wow.
Like, it's all about the number.
Do you know what? I actually watched a show the other day, and some girls were talking about, they have a group chat where they're just Instagram girls. They're not actually friends in real life. And they tell each other when they're going to upload a picture so that they're all liking and commenting on it.
Yeah.
And then they all get that's what you do.
Same.
Yeah.
Do you do that, Scott?
I mean, my friend takes it to the extreme that she texts her family group chat and is like, going to upload a picture, and say if her brother is out with his friends, she'll be like, can you ask your friends to go like my picture as well?
Oh my gosh. So what's your most likes that you've had from this technique?
I mean, I think maybe 200 maximum.
Right. That's good.
Yeah, not bad. You want to always aim for at least 100 on a decent pic.
What happens if you don't hit the magic 100?
I mean, it's just a bit disheartening, isn't it?
Do you delete or what?
No, I'm not one of the delete. I'm not a deleter.
Archive?
No, sometimes I archive a pic, and it might make the cut later on.
What are your views on Instagram stories?
Love an Insta story. Love it.
Yeah?
Totally on the up. Totally taking over Snapchat. Like,
have they changed the game?
Yes, 100%. Mm-hmm.
Kirsty, do you have a lot of free time?
What, just now?
No, I mean generally. It feels like a long process.
No, I mean, surprisingly not. I do work. I work, like, quite a lot of hours.
Yeah.
Like, to keep access, it's kind of, you have to fit it in. But it's, like, it's a necessity. Like,
right, it's like sleeping and exercise. You've got to fit it in.
Yeah, it's 2018, guys. Like, it's just part of life.
You are obsessed.
Love it. I am. I mean, I'm not going to... I don't deny that I'm not. I am.
And what's your favourite pose? Like, you must have a pose.
Yeah, so I'm not a fan of, like, a front-facing selfie. Take it myself. I prefer to get someone to take a picture. So a nice full length. You need to, if you're going out, make sure you're holding the glass, one arm down by your side, one foot crossed in front, and you're good to go.
Okay. I'm doing the pose right now.
Yeah.
I see that. Yeah, I'm doing it as well.
What kind of captions? What, do your captions matter?
Yeah, so you want to have it something that's linked in to what the picture is.
So a picture like that with the drink and the arm down the side going out on a Friday night, what kind of caption?
So I think I went out a couple of weeks ago and I was wearing, like, a red jumpsuit. And I was like, oh, resembling the dancing gal emoji, because I looked, because she wears red and I was wearing red.
Yeah.
And it was matching.
I
put
love
the emoji
this.
In. Mm-hmm.
I love how much you think about it.
Yeah, it is. Like, people don't actually think there's this much thought into it, but it's serious.
Scott Mills.
So there are some people who are big in their area. Like, if you went outside of that town, not so much, but in that small space.
Hometown heroes.
Right, they're a thing. We had Mia on yesterday. Now, her boyfriend was on Celebs Go Dating, and he's quite big.
Didn't know him personally before the show, but knew of him. He's got quite a big social media following. So
he's quite a big down in Cheltenham, is he?
Yeah, a little bit. He likes to think he is more than he is.
How do you become a big deal in Cheltenham, please? I was asking for a friend.
Well, he's quite fit, so
right.
I think he just got a lot of attention, and it sort of paid off.
Yeah, well, it turns out a lot of you are claiming to be small town famous.
Yeah.
I believe, Maya, we've got some more on here.
Oh.
Who am I speaking to, please?
You're speaking to the two most famous people in Montreal.
Hello. Are you local town famous, are you?
We are, mate, yeah.
Okay, and this is in Mansfield. That's where you're a big deal.
Yeah, we're a big deal in Mansfield.
How did that happen?
We're not all the time, that's why.
So you're out a lot?
Yeah, we just get to know a lot of people.
So what are both your names?
Brothers.
Yes?
And Ricky.
Brothers and Ricky. So if I was out tonight, right, if I was planning a Friday night out in Mansfield...
Yeah.
...and I said your names, would people know who you were?
Definitely.
They would?
Wow.
Yeah.
Where?
What pubs or...
Yeah.
What pubs? After Dark. Rush. Even in local workingmen's.
Really?
Really?
Yeah.
What kind of stuff do you do on nights out to get people to like you and know you so well?
Well, just dead funny.
Oh, you're funny.
Yeah.
Is it your dance moves or is it your actual jokes?
Yeah, it's the dancing.
Ah.
Okay. And are you big on Instagram?
I ain't got Instagram.
Okay.
Low-key.
By the sounds to me, you don't need it.
No, we don't need it. We're working on a building site at the minute. When we get here, there's a champagne reception.
What?
What do you mean?
Well, everyone loves us on site, so we get champagne reception when we pull up.
Oh my gosh, are you 50 Cent?
In Mansfield, yes.
This is crazy.
Right,
we're
so
50 Cent to Mansfield.
Yeah. Okay, so what perks come with being Brothers and Ricky?
Yeah, I'll put Ricky on, he's got one.
Okay.
We get a discount at Farmland.
That's not true.
True.
But it's Poundland. They give it to you cheaper.
Yeah, we get free KFC fruit drive-through.
Oh, wow.
Three Wicked Zinger Tower meals for these.
And it's just your face and they're like, and they just hand it over?
Yeah, they're just like, yo, brothers, you can have it for free. This one's on us.
Wow, I need that kind of reception at KF.
Amazing. What about when you go to the club?
Straight in.
Straight in? Drinks?
Yeah, we get free drinks, bringing them to table.
What kind of thing?
It's got the double vodka Red Bulls for days.
Right. Are they bringing whole bottles of vodka to you with the sparklers in that?
Yeah, they're walking over with sparklers and everything. And then it's just champagne showers after that.
Champagne showers?
Yeah.
You're living your best life.
You know, mate.
I do know.
What about the ladies? I'm imagining if you are this famous guy, you must have them piling on.
Yeah, that's it. Well, yeah, Ricky's more ladies, man. I've got a girlfriend eye off, so I'm a bit more chilled out.
Right, so next time I'm in Mansfield, I just need to say the two magic words, do I? Brothers and Ricky.
Yeah, that's all you need to say, mate.
And what will that get me?
Free entry, straight in, free drinks.
Yeah.
They might even let you DJ in there, Scott.
Oh, wow.
If you're lucky.
Right, this is awesome. I'm going to look out for you. Thank you for being our next local town famouses. This is something I want to return to on the show every now and again, because there'll be more out there. If you are famous in your town like these, Bradders and Ricky, let me know. 81199. Good to speak to you, lads. You out this weekend, are you?
Yeah, we're out this weekend, yeah.
Where can we find you?
Mansfield, mate.
Yeah, but where?
In Legion.
Oh, Legion, all right.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll get people to look out for you.
Yeah, all right, Scott.
All right, love you, mate.
Cheers, love you, bye.
Scott Mills.
It's Scott with my jammer. Hey, I have something I completely forgot to tell you about, and it really freaked me out, and then I forgot about it. Happened to me earlier, just before I arrived. Here at Radio 1. So I sat next to a girl on a train, right next to her, okay? So she's to the left of me. And I really felt like she was taking a photo of me, but, like, in the window opposite. Because her phone was too high, and I'm like, that's a bit weird.
Okay.
But then maybe she's not. So, like, she was just taking a photo straight opposite, but you could see me in the window reflection, yeah?
Right.
Didn't think anything more of it. I think I shut my eyes for a couple of stops. You know what you do, just chill.
Have a rest.
Right, and then a few more stops go by. I look to my left, and she's still there. But she's sketching a man in pencil in like a notepad. Which people do a lot, like
sketch
a lot of sketching. Yeah, just kind of like drawing, right?
Mm.
So she's drawing in pencil. Sometimes she's rubbing it a bit out because she's done it wrong. She does it again. So I'm like, okay, she's just drawing a man, whatever. And then I realised she's sketching me. And that's weird.
You were posing for a life draw.
Right. And then on the actual... she wrote words. And I was like looking to my left to try and look at what they were. And she put, man gets on the train at King's Cross, wearing sunglasses. He looks very tired. Well, that's obviously me.
Oh my gosh. Like, really? And you read it perfectly?
Right, because I was just looking over like, oh my God, that's really weird. You're writing about me and you're sketching me.
Maybe you should get that tattoo that Post Malone has.
That never happened to me before. It just temporarily made me go, okay.
She's going to tweet you.
Definitely.
Scott Mills.
BBC.
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Hello, Brad.
Hello.
Hello, right. How are you? It's nearly the weekend.
Yeah, woo!
Yes. So Chris isn't here today, so do you normally pick him on Bangers? I bet you do.
Yeah, I'm normally a Chris fan, yeah.
I knew, I just from hearing your voice, all you had to do was say hello. I could just sense it. So what are you doing?
I'm going around pubs at the moment at work.
Oh, right, okay. Going around pubs for work?
That's a good job.
Yeah, well, I can't drink any of the beer, so.
All right, but you're delivering it?
In and out.
No, I service the actual lines in the cellars.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah.
All the pubs, none of the drinks.
No. I have to fry it down the sink.
Right, listen, what I've got for you today is hopefully going to make your Friday. See if you want this one played.
Not bad.
The Saturdays. I've chosen this before, but I like it.
Yeah.
Higher. Yeah. Come on, it's a pop classic.
I mean, I appreciate it, but it's not.
Octane.
No?
Yeah. How about mine?
Okay, what do you want?
So, mine is a classic. The Kooks, She Moves in Her Own Way. You've got to move in your own way nowadays, don't you? Come on. We've all known and loved this song at one point.
Yeah, I'm going to... I'll just leave you two to it, I think.
Just me and Maya. Yeah.
Just us.
I think you've made a decision, haven't you?
Well, I'm sort of ruined it there, so definitely Maya.
Okay.
Yeah!
So at my show on Monday, I was hoping someday you'd be on your way to better things. It's not about your makeup or how you try to shape up to these tiresome paper dreams.
One. RoboCop, this is Dispatch. There's been a burglary.
Hello, Dispatch. This is RoboCop. Where is it?
It's on land.
Oh, no. That was RoboCop, which is like RoboCop, but he is in a rowboat. If you didn't like that, you're going to dislike the rest of this. The Andy Field Experience is a sketch show podcast with lots and lots of sketches in it. Have you ever wondered what it'd be like if a lion competed on Hell's Kitchen?
What do you think you're doing? This salmon is raw.
Raw. Yeah, I know. I'm frustrated as well. What's wrong with it?
Raw.
We're having fun. Available now on the BBC iPlayer radio app and from wherever you get your podcasts. Just search Kench.
The Andy Field Experience.
She came to my show just to hear about my day.
Here's the Kooks, She Moves in Her Own Way, a good choice.
Oh, they were my favourite ever band when I was younger.
Were they?
Them and Busted, actually. I shouldn't delete Busted.
I didn't have you down as Busted, you know.
I cried when Busted broke up.
Did you?
It was devastating.
I mean, it's still a bit sad now, isn't it?
It's a little... When Muck Busted came, I was just like, oh, you know what? And I hated McFly for it as well, because they came after Busted. I just didn't appreciate them at all.
I think loads of people did as well.
It was hard to deal with.
Like, no, I don't want you, McFly. I want Busted back.
Yeah.
DJ Khaled coming up. Also, Arctic Monkeys. Incredible set for Annie Mac last night. And Notes and Mabel. And I read a lot of rumours about you.
Me?
Yeah. Okay. And there's quite a few like little stories floating about, aren't there?
Couple.
So... I'm going to, because it's our last show together today, we're going to do the Maya Jama rumour mill and you have to tell me the truth.
Oh my gosh.
Absolutely. If I come up with a headline, we'll spin the wheel. It could be anything.
Okay.
About anything. But you've got to tell me the absolute truth and I'll be looking you in the eye.
Right, okay.
Scott Mills.
Just catching up on the week, Maya. I've got rid of my doorbell.
Oh, have you?
Why would you need it?
What, why do you need a doorbell?
Yeah, have you got one? It's quite old school now.
I've got a buzzer. Like a busy.
And you don't need it.
But I can see who's outside.
Right, yeah. So how often do you actually answer that?
Not that often.
Never.
Yeah.
Right, just get rid. Honestly, it's changed my life. I was talking to Chris about this week. It's like, because I've had a few things done in my house.
Yeah.
Get rid of the doorbell. You don't need it. I mean, sorry, delivery drivers. I know you'll probably leave a red card anyway, because you're like, unless I'm like lightning fast. But you're just going to have to knock now.
Oh, really?
Because the doorbell's off. It's quite 90s.
I don't know. Bye-bye. I don't know.
What I'm really enjoying this week is I feel like last year's Love Islanders are starting to feel a little bit left out.
Oh, you can see them all over Twitter, can't you?
Right, so last year's Amber Davis tweeted last night, I want to kiss Eel, please. Eel? Eel?
Eel.
Oh no, I can't say it now either.
Is it Eel? It is Eel.
Yeah. So Amber's like, I want to kiss him. Then Olivia tweets back, I give it a week after he gets out. And a few days in, I'm just starting to feel they're like, oh no, that's it.
The fame dies.
We're last years. We've been replaced.
Scott Mills.
Maya, I read so many rumours about you.
Yeah?
Yeah, a lot.
Yeah, it happens sometimes, doesn't it?
It seems to be like a new one every day. And today is our last show with you for a bit today. So, well, maybe potentially ever.
Yeah, it could...
I don't want to think about that.
I'm so sad about it. I brought brownies.
Did you?
Yeah, as a like goodbye gift. Even though I'll see you in the building, it's like farewell to my... My pals.
I know, right? Sad times. So, where are the brownies, as a matter of interest?
They're actually being brought through the building right now.
Okay. Right, so you're always on the socials. I read something new every day. What better person to address all of these rumours than you, yourself, Maya Jama? So let's play.
Shh. Maya Jama's rumour mill.
Okay, so I have a spinny wheel here full of rumours about you. Some true, probably a lot made up. So we're going to spin the wheel. There's loads of categories on the wheel. Wherever it stops and what category, I will read you the headline of that story from that category, okay?
Yeah.
All right, spin it. Spin the rumour mill.
Entertainment. Weddings. Bedroom. Interiors. Lifestyle.
Entertainment. Weddings. Bedroom. Interiors. Lifestyle. Entertainment.
Maya Jama to take part in this year's Strictly Come Dancing.
Is it true or is it a rumour? Da-na-na-na-na-na-na.
Look me in the eye.
It's a rumour.
Is it?
Yeah.
Have you considered it?
Yeah, you know, it's something that I would probably want to do once in life, but I think now's probably not the right time.
Be honest, did my performance put you off?
Yeah, you know what? I saw your crab dance and I was like, oh, there's no way I can compete with that. I need a couple more years training before I get involved.
Right.
I mean, yeah, I wouldn't rule it out in life, but no, not this year. Not for me yet.
Okay. Each celeb on Strictly gets a code name so that it doesn't get leaked to the press.
Oh.
Mine was Salamander. Not even joking.
Why? What connection does that have to you in the slightest? Nothing.
Nothing. Sometimes they just use like random code words. Like one year it was countries. So somebody would be like, Spain.
Oh.
And it's just so that the public don't find out before they announce it.
Okay.
So, like, taxis used to turn up with Salamander, like, on the board.
Yeah.
And then you'd get in them and like, is your name Salamander, is it? It's like, no, it's not my fault. It's a code name that's been given to me and I find it ridiculous.
It's smart, though, because, yeah, there's no leakage available.
It's a bit James Bond, though. Is there any need for that?
I wonder what mine would be. Maybe my name... Actually, no, I was going to say my name backwards, but that's so obvious.
Right.
Like, a man jammer.
So it's a no at the moment for Strictly?
It's not right now, no.
Okay. And you are telling me the truth, aren't you?
I am telling the truth, yep.
Okay. That's kind of essential to this. Mm. All right. Spin that rumour mill again.
Entertainment. Weddings. Bedroom. Interiors. Lifestyle. Entertainment. Weddings. Bedroom. Interiors. Lifestyle.
Entertainment. Weddings.
Weddings. Okay, how do you feel about that?
I mean, there's a lot of weddings going on at the moment.
All right. Okay, well, here's the headline. Archbishop of Canterbury phoned Stormzy for advice before the royal wedding.
I've never heard that before. I mean, I can't 100% confirm yes or no, but I have never heard that before. So as far as I know, that is not true.
Why would he do that?
I don't know. I have no idea. Like, maybe there's a secret friendship I don't know about, but that is news to me.
I'm not being funny. If my boyfriend was the Archbishop of Canterbury, I would probably know about it.
Yeah.
No, not actually the Archbishop of Canterbury. Knew
Mates
the Archbishop
with.
Of Canterbury.
Yeah.
Mates with.
As far as I know, they don't share phone conversations. It's cute that they're running with that, though.
No, the Archbishop of Canterbury could not be my boyfriend. I meant mates with.
Yeah, but also, why would he want wedding advice from matey when matey's not married? You know,
right.
It's a bit strange.
Surely you would know about this, wouldn't you? Or he would have told you, right?
Yeah, I feel like that's definitely dinner time discussions.
Right, it definitely is.
It hasn't come up, so...
I mean, he must get all sorts of people calling him, right?
Loads of phone calls, but not that one, I don't think.
Because, like, this guy, you know, he officiated the royal wedding. He's quite a big deal.
Yeah, he's massive.
Well, the headlines are saying that it's actually true.
Right.
So Justin Welby, a.k.a. the actual Archbishop of Canterbury, said, there's a line in Blinded by Your Grace Part 2 that says, I stay prayed up and get the job done. I think that sort of sums it up. So maybe he was, like, trying to get some advice because he'd heard the song.
Yeah, yeah. He felt he connected to the song on a deeper level and wanted some talks about it, maybe.
So nothing from the Archbishop?
No. I also read something that he was supposed to perform at the royal wedding as well, but that never heard about that either.
Didn't happen.
No.
Okay, more on the Maya Jama rumour mill next. This is going well.
Scott Mills.
Okay, the world's going to spin again on a category. You'll get a headline from that category. You have to tell me the truth. Here we go.
Weddings. Interiors. Lifestyle. Entertainment. Weddings. Bedroom. Interiors. Lifestyle. Entertainment. Weddings. Bedroom. Interiors. Lifestyle.
Entertainment. Weddings. Bedroom.
Right.
Okay.
That's invasive.
I don't pick where it lands.
Okay.
All right. Maya Jama's boyfriend, Stormzy, that's your boyfriend.
Yeah, yeah.
Has to sleep in a separate room because of her incessant snoring.
What? See, this is why I find them hilarious, because I don't even snore. He does.
Right, so here's the thing. I do not have you down as a snorer in any way.
That's so funny. I haven't even seen that one. Yeah, no, that's definitely a lie.
So you're saying it's the other way around?
Yeah, it's the other way around, but we don't sleep in separate beds.
You just have to just put up with it.
Yeah, I don't snore, though. That's so strange. That's probably someone, like, watching my Insta story, hearing a snore on it and being like, oh, look, that's her.
Because
I can record myself snoring.
On Insta stories, like, sometimes, like, there's a little sound on there and people are like, what is that? And,
yeah.
you just don't even realise that it's on there.
Gosh.
It could have been, like, a random snore on there.
Could have been a cat. Could have been anything. I find that so funny. I always wonder, like, what goes through, like, people's minds when they're sat there, like, oh, this is a good story. Separate rooms, snoring. Yeah, I don't know.
Is he a duvet hog?
Yeah, like, duvet... Actually, no, now we're right, I think. It depends on the size of the duvet. If you've got a big duvet, then it covers both ends. But if it's a little one, then you might end up...
It's a problem.
Duvet-less.
Okay, next one. Spin it.
Entertainment. Weddings. Bedroom. Interiors. Lifestyle. Entertainment. Weddings. Bedroom. Interiors. Lifestyle.
Entertainment. Weddings. Bedroom. Interiors.
I'd like to see your house. How about it's well stylish?
It's all right, actually. Yeah, I've never been that into interior myself, so I, like, get loads of advice from people, like, hey, what do you think of this plant? And
yeah.
This? I've just added plants to the front room.
Right.
I, like, Google nice front rooms and then copy copy everything.
Do you?
Yeah, yeah, like cheaper versions. Oh, I like that.
Oh, I like that, but cheaper.
Yeah.
The headline is, Maya Jama receives 50% off at IKEA because she is half Swedish.
That's a lie, but I wish it was true. I wish. I've been going to IKEA for years. My mum actually used to work there.
Did she?
Yeah, and my mate in Bristol works there. So, like, I've probably had discounts throughout the years, but not because of my heritage.
Do you know what? I went to the one in Cardiff last weekend.
Yeah.
And I haven't been for years.
Oh,
I forgot
gosh.
How much I loved it.
My favourite bit is having a hot dog at the end with chips. The hot dogs there are the best hot dogs.
Because you know that's at the end.
Oh, it's like a treat.
And you've got the marketplace to walk through. It's like I never realised I needed that many like little tea light candles.
From there, I bought this mitten thing, but it's so you can put your hand in the oven. So it's like a pink mitten, like normal mitten, but it's like squidgy.
An oven glove.
Yeah, but it's squidgy and rubber, all right? It's got different texture.
Yeah, an oven
glove.
And
you can also pinch it on the side of an oven when you're finished with it, like pinch it to the side.
Oh, I quite like that.
So it's like a pink rubber mitt. And right. Like, I don't know, it makes you feel like invincible.
Right, it's stuff that you never thought you needed.
When would I think to buy?
But the idea you can pinch it on.
Loved it.
Oh. I'm going to go again this weekend.
Go for it.
I could spend hours.
You never know what you might find, and so much inspo.
Also, that boring bit, though, where it's all, like, just the furniture, boring.
You know, I realise they send you on, like, a long journey.
Yeah, it's like a maze.
Yeah, it's purpose, and they keep the good bits in certain areas, so it's like you have to get past the, you know...
The boring bit with all the chairs, like the warehousey bit.
I hate
that.
Oh, I don't
really
care about that
Skip
stuff.
Skip it.
Run through that bit.
So you don't get, like, discount off a Billy bookcase or whatever because you're half Swedish?
No.
Okay, we've got one more. Let's spin it.
Entertainment, weddings, bedroom, interiors, lifestyle. Entertainment, weddings, bedroom, interiors, lifestyle.
Entertainment, weddings, bedroom, interiors, lifestyle.
Maya Jama recently photographed on the front cover of Women's Health says she only does one move at the gym. The deep squat. Right.
That is a lie.
Right, I'm not being funny. If you look as good as you do, and all you're doing is a deep squat, then seriously.
I mean, yeah, I do more moves than the deep squat. Right. It is one of my personal faves, so maybe that's where they got it from. But
can I be honest though?
Yeah.
You eat all the chips.
I do eat a lot of chips
and the burgers.
And I'm about to have one in a minute.
So fair play.
Yeah, I mean it's all about balance, isn't it? Let's be honest. And then maybe a brownie.
Oh yeah, I forgot about the brownies.
The brownies are here.
It's going well. Right, well, I learned a lot there in a short space of time. I think we all did.
Yes,
so you're not doing Strictly Come Dancing?
No.
Your boyfriend didn't give the Archbishop of Canterbury advice before the royal wedding?
Not that I know of.
You don't sleep in separate rooms because of your snoring?
Nope.
You don't receive any money off at a Swedish furniture store because you're half Swedish?
No.
And you do just do more than a deep squat in the gym?
Yeah, I do more than deep squat.
That was...
Maya Jammer's Rumour Mill.
Scott Mills.
Back on Monday from 1 on BBC Radio 1. Have a good weekend. Scott Mills.